Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I feel.
It is, and it's written by our very own Jay Hatter, and it's put together with the music and the singing by Shout Even Shy, still saying, I'll say it till I die. I think it's one of the best songs I've ever heard in my life, and I really, really hope that someone has a plan, or is. I'm always trying to hatch a plan, which I haven't talked with you yet about Hatter, and made into an official record, and so that I can go to the American Music Awards. Okay, it's all about that, sitting in the front row. Right. So, anyway, so that's a great song, and thanks for writing it, Hatter. And so this is Lady A, and coming to you from a team of voices in under the umbrella of allpoetry.com. And this is tonight is a soft place to fall, and we are going to talk about love and every aspect of love, whether it's sad or happy or negligent or wannabe or whatever it happens to be. We've been in pain, hurt, sorrow, loss. Love remains the topic for tonight. So with that being said, before I go any further, I have to thank Deborah Lee, who is our illustrious creator and producer of all of these radio blog shows. programs, and she's the brains and the brawn behind our little programs and this group, A Team of Voices. And I thank her for being the person that she is and doing all the work that she does behind the scenes that I know I don't know half of it, but I know that it's a whole lot of work, and she's a brainiac. So thank you, Deborah Lee, for being who you are. And so we have with us already tonight Hatter, Jay Hatter, the writer of that lovely song that you just heard. And we have also...
Give me an L.
Say hi, Hatter.
Give me an L. Give me an O. Oh, okay.
Oh!
Give me a V. What do you spell?
Oh, okay. I get it now. Yeah, we're doing a cheer. Okay, and we have also a Sweet Pea, who is a Sweet Pea for sure. And then we have the very, very smart and articulate and inventive Sky Darkholm, who has a brilliant mind for poetry and gives the best comments and has her own program as well that we'll get her to talk about in a minute. And then there's me, Lady A. And so I have to ask, I know, Sky, you're in a hurry, right?
Well, I have about a half an hour, so it's not too much of a hurry. You know, I'll still be here
okay,
for a couple
Okay, so did you want to go first? I can get your poem, and then you can stay for maybe a couple to comment on. Would you like to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, if you would like. Yeah, if you would like to
okay.
do that.
All right. So, and Sweet, are you in a hurry?
You have me for about 45 minutes.
For 25 minutes?
45.
Oh, okay, good. And Hatter, I know you're going to stick with me, buddy, for the whole show, right?
Hey.
Hey.
What stink on it, yeah.
Okay, let me pull up Sky's piece, and then... I'll get it on the board here, unless she's beat me to the punch.
I wasn't even going to get it.
No, I got
I
it here.
I brought you a poem about some mushy love.
Perfect.
Mushy.
Perfect. Okay, I'm going to get it in the room here. Where are we anyways? Okay, here we are. A Team of Voices. And I have to say, I had a tooth pull today, and I'm hurting a little bit, but I think we'll get through it. And I was told not to talk too much by the dentist, okay? So, sorry, dentist. All right, Sky, it's in the room there now.
All right. Don't you love that little outfit? I bought that little outfit. Look at my good taste. Anyway, this is called On Paw Patrols and Forest Pocket. I watch those peaks into water's depth, small wonders of what might live below, reflections of herself on rippling clouds, the curious case of a universe and mirror. And as she walks along the forest brook, smiles the sound of crunching leaves, considers intently each sprouting flower, fungi hidden, and those gathered on tree. She stops, talks with a parade of ants, follows ever gently to their tower homes, looks to see the hammer of beak on bark, the squirrel squirreling stolen pine nuts. She concludes there are secrets tucked, holes where hobbits live, carriage mice, rabbit parties, wants to knock at each one, finding magic, a discovery all her own. Later, when we ourselves are under roofs, she rests in glow stars on ceiling tops. As I rummage pockets before laundry bins, fold the day's dirt-stained jeans and socks. There in pockets are wreaths of forest floor, tumble rocks, twigs, spinnercopter leaves, and her own bit of squirreled pine tree nuts, hidden in those sacred places of childhood. I stop then, recollect those first discoveries, those first puddle jump brains in summer, when the world is made of more than just another setting, sun setting, and more clouds turn. I remember the fragility of time and universe, the gift of each day, and if I forget and hasten, and all those distractions we deem important, pray I be reminded in smiles such as these. Thank you.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Lydia, you're muted. Unmuted.
I really am. I'm talking away. I'm very sorry. Just chatting away. This is beautiful, and I thought it was really sweet that this day and you finding those things in her pocket are the memory makers, you know, of a child's life. And you described this so very well, and you placed me there for sure on that log, and I could hear her little voice talking about the things that she talked about. And just, you know, what really stuck out at me, too, were what did you call them? I never knew what to call them as a kid, the little helicopter leaves, spinner copter leaves. And I remember seeing...
I don't know if that's really what they're called. I just kind of mean... I don't know what they're called either.
Well, that's a good name. That's a good name. I really like that. But I can remember watching those twirl to the ground in a gentle breeze, and I thought you did a fantastic job of creating this poem and the memory that she has. At least it's depicting that memory, a memory. And yes, indeed, remember the fragility of time and universe. The gift of each day, and I forget in hastens in all those distractions we deem important, and pray I be reminded in smiles such as these. And isn't that the truth? Because really, when it comes down to it, when you face any hardship, that really what it's all about is loving each other and discovering fantastic pieces like this, the spinner copter leaves. And I thought that was brilliant. Sweet Pea, what did you think?
Thank you, Lydia.
You're welcome.
Well, first off, I love your first line. Hold on one second. My computer just froze on me. So I'm just going to tell you I love your first line. I love the flow of it because I can't go back and read it because it's all blurry on my computer. So I'm sorry, as usual. I will leave a lovely comment and be able to tell you every line I love, unless you want to give me like 2.5 seconds till I get it back. Good Lord, I'm sorry. Oh,
it's all good. Don't panic. We're
you know, my
to do is panic.
I'm just reading it all the time. It's terrible,
yeah.
Especially during a show when you're.
I found it. Yeah, I got it. This is. Go ahead, head our comment, and then I'll be right back with you.
Yeah.
It's booty.
Sky. This is wonderfully done. Lady A picked the right stanza. Let me get there. Where is it then? Same one. Such as these there. About the seeds, the flutter seeds, where is that? The
copter seeds.
Copter seeds. What a wonderful visual you added on there. Why can't I see it? Do I have the wrong one? Oh, hold on.
We have technical difficulties.
It's a good place, but it was... Trying to say it goes so poorly because I can't find the exact quote and I need it. Stars and seeds have to run through the pockets. Yeah, they're rummaging through the pockets. There it is. The roof should rest me flow. It's a good lead-in to what you find in the pockets. There in the pockets are wreaths and forest floor, tumble rocks, twigs, spinner copter leaves. Now, each one of these could have another meaning. Rarely does that present itself, I mean, it's beautifully done, and that's a specific kind that you can hide things in your writing, like your spinocopter means something, or you could even get a little more abstract, too. But I just wanted to mention that because that's a beautifully, that's the best line. Went on two lists, guys.
Thank you, Hatter. That was very literal, because I feel like every time we go outside, we have a lot more of the woods inside. I just find them everywhere. Sticks and rocks.
Yeah,
and
I can always tell where, somebody's going.
It's a little outrageous.
You know, it's amazing how little things like that are important in a memory. And you know, with my kids and my grandchildren, the beach is a big deal for us. And you know, especially when they were small, they're all grown up now. But when they were small, I mean, I would take them out onto the sand flats, and I'd be like the Pied Piper, and we'd be going all up and down the beach and collecting sea glass and looking at the hermit crabs, and there wasn't a toy in sight except their imagination, and we had the best time, and they have the best memories at the beach, and they, you know, and this is what it's all about. It's not about stuff. It's about these kinds of things that you wrote about, Sky, too, and these are memory makers. And her pocket, what she had in her pocket, reminded me of a book that was written by an author in Prince Edward Island in Canada here, and it's called The Memory Stone, and it's exactly that, about that. And she, you know, picked up this stone, and it was the memory of that particular day on the beach. And so, yeah, I thought it was a great write. And Sweet, did you comment?
No, I didn't, but I did finally get my poem up and everything like that. And my comment to her is just about what you said to her. I loved the first stanza because it reminded me of when I was a little girl. We had woods behind our house, and then right, she'd go through the woods, she'd go down to the beach. But it was a small strip of woods, and I would go through the woods, and I'd always have leaves or pick up a rock or something like that. But more importantly, the poem reminded me of pulling things out of my son's pockets, whatever twig or rock or whatever they may have found that day, and just pulling them out and sitting there going, oh, man, I wonder what they did today or why they thought that was special or why that got in their pocket, and just wondering what adventures they were on that day. And I thought it was such a charming poem because it did bring that back for me to, because
yeah,
they were out and they had imaginations and adventures and what they were doing or what they were thinking. Or even as they got older, little love notes from girlfriends or that, you know, finding things in someone's pocket, it's almost kind of religious or, you know, it's part of their little diary of their day. And I thought that was a great way to describe it, you know, and especially if you find something in your husband's pocket that's not supposed to be there. That's really a bad diary. But I love how you put that through there. I just love the thought process in that poem. I thought it was really pretty.
Yeah. Oh,
it's sweet. And thank you, Dan and Naomi. thank you, Dan and Naomi, on the board, too. Thank you, guys.
Excelente. All right, so Sweet Pea, I'm going to put yours up next so we can get some comments.
Well, mine's not there, so.
What's that?
I have to put mine up there. It's not there.
Okay.
I didn't put it in your room yet.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of sound clouds tonight, too. Okay, let me just check the studio. I'm talking away here. Oh, still left. And,
all right.
You ready?
So let me put mine up there. Da-da-da. Move to my voices. I must put it in the other room. What am I doing? All right. Here we go.
Alrighty. I love the title.
Blue Bottle. Aqua blue bottles corked and sealed in red wax. Red wax drifted in seas of unsalted teardrops. From an icicle blue bubbly bottle of champagne. She gulped down kisses and romance and the dark wizard's game overtaking her mind. From the bottle of iris root and blindness, coveting the sweet taste, bravery, and kindness. As he played dirty in all his tomfoolery, or all his tomcat foolery. From the black and blue bottle, she took a straight shot. Rage and revenge fought heartbreak and pain. Sinister resentment crept into bones and sentences. Begging for forgiveness, she gave her a bottle of his teardrops. Confused, she hit the top shelf and drowned in a bottle of blueberry margarita. Life is complicated, or love is complicated, simplified, created, fornicated, and mistakes are forgiven because of love and poet. Yeah, and poem. Oh, good God. I need to drink.
I thought this was really a good write, and I want to jump to the bottom first, but I have to make a comment about the blue bottles. I thought it was going to be something else. I was pleasantly surprised to see what you did write about it. It reminded me, like, a message in a bottle into the sea, was starting with that first verse, and, you know, the icicle blue bubbly bottle of champagne. But then she talks about, you talk about gulping down kisses and romance, and then the darkness overtakes. And there's a lot in here that I can't use every verse because I'll be stealing from somebody else, but her pent-up anger and pain are laced throughout this piece. And then you see that repetition of him begging forgiveness. Then he gave her a bottle of his teardrops. And then talking about, again, drowning her sorrows in margaritas. But then you talk, it's that repetition of forgive, you know, acceptance and forgiveness, pain, acceptance and forgiveness, pain, acceptance and forgiveness. And love is complicated, simplified, created, fornicated, and mistakes are forgiven because of love. And I thought that was pretty powerful stuff right there. And because we all have been there and done it more than once, I'm sure. The forgiveness, even though our brain is telling us, don't. And your heart is saying, well, I love him, or I love her. And so this was a really, a very poignant piece and a very powerful piece. And what did you think of that, Sky? Did Sky drop? No, she's still here.
No, I'm still here. I put myself on mute. And it takes me a minute to unmute. This is an excellent piece. You know, I think one thing that it does stand out to me, anyway, is that everybody has their own opinion about other people's relationships. And sometimes, you know, people are looking for opinions, and sometimes, you know, there is such things as intervention might be needed, or, you know, some type of help. But I also think that if you're doing it from a judgmental perspective, that's never helpful. Because you really can't judge someone else's choices and their life and presume to know what is best for them. And, you know, so many people, you know, you hear these just very judgmental lines, like, why did you stay with them for so long? Why did you do this? Or why did you do that? And I just think that is just not the way to go about it. You can't presume to know somebody else and their choices and judge them upon them. And everybody has their own walk in life and their own journeys. Hopefully, all... And, you know, and these relationships, or any relationships really, are ultimately healthy. And if not healthy, learning to become healthy and on that journey to becoming more healthy as individuals and together. But it's important to remember that we just can't shun away from anybody that has those, as you say here, where you say it. You said a line. Here it is. Love is complicated, simplified, and created. I think that love is very complex, and there's a lot of levels. And it's important to remember to always love yourself as well. Really well done.
Thank you.
And Mr. Chapeau?
Yeah, I'd like to. It's almost like a recollection of a single night in stages after, because he mentions right off the bat the aqua blue bottles corked and sealed, mentions champagne, and then there's interaction, kisses and romance, the dark wizard's game overtaking her mind. She sipped from the bottle of Irish Blue's blindness as he's gone up a shelf. So it could be the relationship or a single night, or and but it all ended with the blackberry or the blueberry margarita. I thought it was well done.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Now, let me see. I've lost my place. Oh, where it is.
Oh no, don't do that.
Yeah, I thought that both of those pieces that were just, you know, there's so much, I mean, we're skipping over, like if you look in Sweet's poem in particular, there's so much that's being said in there, you could dissect it for days almost. And no, we cannot judge each other for sure. I think some people would be judgy and malicious about their judgment, and others would be perhaps sound judgy and they're just caring for their friend or their, you know, partner in life or whatever. And I think there's a fine line, and we'd never know where that line is for the most part. And I think that, what's that?
Don't be so judgy.
Don't be so judgy. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great piece, and there's tons left to be talked about in that piece.
Yeah.
So can I ask you, Sweet, what was your inspiration to write that? And you don't have to answer if you're not comfortable, but if you'd like to, please do.
It's just a lot of people that go through their ups and downs, no matter what their relationship, you know, and I've had my own ups and downs, and, you know, people have had to forgive me for my dumbass moves, and I've had to forgive people for their dumbass moves, and I think a lot of people are just, you know,
dumbasses
sometimes to run away. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people are very unforgiving and very resentful and very quick to, like Sky said, to make judgments, and sometimes you listen to everybody around you instead of just listen to your internal selves or each other, and it's easier just to throw in the towel than it is to stop and think that, you know, really what is forgiveness, because nobody's perfect. And it's easier, sometimes it's just easier to walk away. It really is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes you take...
Sometimes you should walk away.
Sometimes you should walk away. Yeah. And,
exactly. Well, that's why I said, make sure that you also loving yourself. So, but only you can make that decision and choice. And not you as in you, but only one, like, only the individual who it, that, you know, who's in that situation can make that decision. But it is important to know when that decision has to be made, even if it's difficult, you know?
And sometimes it doesn't apply to friends or a boyfriend or a husband or wife or a girlfriend. And it can apply to your own family. And I've learned that the hard way. And
your own family.
But yes. And it is
the hardest
thing. Absolutely. And I've had to do that lately. And it's been painful, very painful. But you can't hang with people, whether they're your kids or your parents or your sisters or whatever the case may be, you can't hang around with people who are constantly criticizing you or who are constantly disapproving of you. It's impossible to have a relationship with someone that you know doesn't even like you. You know, they don't want to spend time with you. And yet we oftentimes will insist on that because we love them and they don't love us. And that includes everybody from family to friends and intimate relationships. And my mind tells me, you know, that I'm better off this way because now they don't have to worry about criticizing me or being, you know, upset with me or being, what's the word I used earlier? I forget what it was already. You know, to be criticized and to be always degraded to for the most part, too. And so I'm, you know, you get tired of that crap, you know. You just, because it leaves you feeling like you're less than. It leaves you feeling like you're no good. And there's nothing about you that they like. And so what do you do with that? Like, I mean, because they're family, they're family, so you keep them in your life. And I mean, you don't get rid of them entirely, but you have to step away for a while and just say, okay, enough is enough. And when you know, and then you do that, you act on that to protect yourself, to preserve your own sanity and self-esteem, and then you hear nothing. You hear nothing from them. And so that tells you they don't care.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
It comes down to the things you cannot change.
Yeah.
You know, you just you don't have to walk away, but you don't have to engage either. So
no.
That's a hard one.
And to be disapproved of for every move that you make. And I mean, I remember having a discussion not very long ago with somebody, and I said, you know, you want me to be somebody that I'm not. I can't be somebody that I'm not. This is who I am. I think we can adjust our sails along our life, but, I mean, everything, you know, to be so disapproving of somebody's life, you almost want to stand up and use profanity. But, you know, and you love them. You love them to death. You love them. But you can't continue to have a relationship with someone who treats you badly or makes you feel bad about yourself. You know? And if you use the word feel, I feel like this, or you make me feel like that, or when you said that, it made me feel like this, and you get this is the response you get, we don't care how you feel. Okay, thanks. You know, so
rarely are people on the same emotional level at any given time. So being said, you know, it's a tough one. It's telling me love
yeah.
him, smile.
Yeah. So I paint and I write and I have my poetry and thank goodness for that because, you know, jeepers. You know, I don't know what I'd be doing if I didn't have those outs to count on, you know. And but anyways, so this session is great.
To mind.
What's that?
I said serial killer comes to mind.
Serial killer. Yeah, but then I'd get caught, and I'm a terrible liar, and I would get caught, and I'd go to jail, and so nobody forgets me, so.
No, not you at all, huh?
No.
All right.
I think we can try to be the best people that we are, and I think if people who have a conscience and have the ability to look at things in retrospect or examine ourselves. We know what our quirks are and what's wrong with us, but not everything is wrong with everybody. You know, I don't think there's everything is wrong with me. I think I'm a pretty nice person. Certain other people don't think so, but whatever. It's all fun and games, eh? Until what happens, sweet?
somebody like loses an eye or kills someone.
That's right. Alrighty then. So now that I've said all that, I'm going to say this. I'm gonna read, and it's I was gonna read a one. I'll think about it. I'm gonna have to think about it. Well, how about if I play one of our SoundClouds? I'm gonna put the poem up in the room, and play. I guess we'll play Budo. How about that? He always has a song, and I'll play the SoundCloud. Okay. Oh, the freezing's coming out of my jaw. Oh, hi, Budo. Budo's on the. He's in the room. He's on. Here's your SoundCloud, buddy. There it goes, and I'm gonna play it right now. Everybody ready? Here we go.
Can I tell you a secret from the heart? Think I knew it from the start. I love you, yes I do. When you first spoke to me, girl, you brought light to a dark world.
It down in the room because, like, nobody else will know it and it'll be our secret in the room. But this feels like you have found someone and that you are in love, and I hope that that's the case. And I think that sometimes I thought that this was, here's the second verse. When you first spoke to me, girl, you brought light into this dark world. And isn't that the truth? When you feel like you're alone, and then somebody pops into your world, and it lights up, the lights go on, and your life has changed, and you have something extraordinary to experience with that other person. And so I hope that this, because that's what this poem spoke to me about, how you found somebody and this has helped you to ring into your happiness. And I think that's a wonderful thing. If that's the case, congratulations. And it's a beautiful little song, and then to be able to sing it perhaps to her, I'm sure it's very special. So I'm going to check the room just in case he wrote a note. Just a second. Did you answer? Oh no, he's not even paying attention. No, but it's how I feel when I am. Oh, how sweet. Well, maybe soon you'll find somebody, because you certainly deserve to share your life with somebody. So it's a beautiful poem. And so we're having a little love fest here. And what did you think, Skye?
Oh, I love listening to Dan's Creed. I love music, and music to me is always better when it has good poetry behind it in the lyrics. So it's always such a pleasure, a joy, and really a privilege to hear so many of Dan's pieces that he does and he creates. I so wish I was musically inclined. I play around the piano, but I don't know how to read notes. I don't know how to write music. And it's something that I admire so much in people that are able to do that, especially poets, because what a wonderful creative collaboration you can do to be able to put your words into music and to be able to think of riffs. And then on top of all that, he's got a damn good voice. So he can actually just sing it himself, too. So there's so many, so much talent, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. There's just so many facets of a multifaceted talent this man has. And it's really just wonderful every time I hear. I love the riff, I love you, yes, I do. I thought that was really, it's one of those things that is getting, I'm going to be later tonight, I'm going to be going in, I'm going to be, like, getting myself some tea in the kitchen, and I'm going to be singing that riff. I'm just going to be humming that song because it gets quite stuck in your head. But beautifully done. Beautifully done, Dan.
Lovely. And, Hatter, what did you think?
I really liked it. At the beginning, it took me a couple of stanzas to get the progression right, but by the middle, I'm liking it. At the end, I thought it was very, very well done.
Yeah.
Very catchy. Very catchy, yeah. Yes, I do.
And how about you, Sweet?
Oh, I loved it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Not that I can sing, but I'm with a Sky because it's like running through my head. That whole yes, I do. I love you. Yes, I do. I got it like in my head. It's like got such a nice melodic kind of beat tune to it. It's kind of bopping in my chair as you're singing. Really cool.
Very nice, yeah. So we love your song, Budo, and are you leaving us, Sky?
Sky. Good night, Sky.
Good night,
as the
night.
Sky darkens, you must sleep.
Good night, Sky. Good night.
Dropped, yeah. Okay, where am I? Okay. Look at all the people in the room here,
I
too, eh?
Down.
So Naomi, I know that she's waiting, so I'm going to play her piece, and we will, okay. There's a lot of sound clouds tonight. So she has a sound cloud, Naomi does, and I'll put hers in the room, and then I'll put her sound cloud on. Okay, Naomi. Thanks, Sky. Good night. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Okay, I'm back to the studio. And Naomi, here you go, my dear.
Ah, l'amour. Two embers embraced in crackling crimsons of chaotic crescendos, constantly craving to be rekindled. Entangled tongues thirsting for one another, scorched dry mouth, sucking dribble dewy drops from a plump, juicy peach. At times a cacophony of quibbling crows and others, the tranquil togetherness of in-sync footsteps. It shivers and curves of your chest, pressed my back, your arms encircling my waist, your lips fluttering across my neck as my hands are deep in soapy suds. Floats around in a cup of coffee you brewed just for me with 2 teaspoons of sugar and splashes of cream. Sings through your cheery morning sunshine as you laugh, running your fingers through my messy curls. sparkles under sapphire swept skies. You sitting on our porch, softly strumming your guitar as our chit-chat dances into cherry-kissed dusk. Sticks to our fridge inside leftover lines of scribbled notes you jotted down that still make me smile. Shines through the darkness of a cold winter's night when you pull up the blankets to tuck me in tight. Hides in the arch of your foot, tiptoeing under the sheets to brush up against mine. Your breath warm on my cheek as you whisper tenderly, I just needed to touch you. Ah, l'amour. It forever flickers and flares in raspy roars of an old rock and roll refrain, quivering vibration from a violinist's chord, pearls of pastels on a painter's palette, and a pit-a-pat from Nad under a poet's pen.
Wow. This is beautiful. I thought
can I say
that.
Something?
Yes, go ahead, Adam.
You're the teacher all the guys want to have, huh?
Aww.
No, maybe you do like fifth grade, fourth grade. Beautifully done. Did we lose her?
No, I don't think so. She's in the. She's in. I just got to go.
Okay.
I don't want to lose the.
Oh, okay. Yes. She. That's right.
She's still in the. In the chat room. And.
Oh, Miss Sarah.
Yeah.
Miss Sarah. Went on the list.
Okay. Yeah, she's. This is a beautiful piece. I think the two embers embraced in crackling crimsons of chaotic crescendos, constantly craving to be rekindled. I thought that starting out with that verse, and I love the alliteration and that's laced throughout it too, is that, you know, we're always, I think, looking for, I mean, you either have it or you don't. You either have that crackling crimson crescendos in your life or you don't, and if we're constantly looking for it or you've lost it and it's you're looking for it to be rekindled or to kindle it, period, to have something. But I thought that she spoke about the attraction and the electricity and the fire and the love that was between these two people was really beautifully done. It shivers in curves of your chest pressed to my back, your arms encircling my waist, your lips fluttering across my neck as my hands are deep in soapy suds. You know, those are the nuances of love where you can't stay away from each other, you can't stop touching each other, and just seeing that other person, you're excited that they've come home from work or they've, you know, they are more interested in you than in the hockey game or the football game. I think that's a rarity, though, the sports part of things. But it shines through the darkness of a cold winter night when you pull up the blankets and tuck me in tight. I love that verse. And the whole piece was just so beautifully done. And pearls of pastels and a paint. This, I love the last part of Ah, l'amour. It's is forever flickers and flares in raspy roars and an old rock and roll refrain, quivering vibrations from a violinist's chord, pearls of pastels in a painter's palette, and a pity-pat promenade under a poet's pen. Fantastic alliteration throughout this piece, but I love the description of how it can be felt via these bits of music and writing and painting, and I thought it was beautifully done. Sweet, are you still with us? Yes, she is. Could you comment on this poem, please?
Well, I've heard her read this poem before, and it's just your voice is to die for. It's like a dreamy McDreamy. You have this sensual way of reading, and this poem is as sensual as it could possibly be. From the moment you start, literally, it's a seduction times a million on fire matches. I mean, your body just tingles throughout this whole thing. It shivers and curves of your chest pressed to my back, your arms encircling my waist, your lips fluttering across my neck as my hands are deep and soapy suds. Now, that's the way you do the dishes, men. Just perfect.
Yes.
I do the dishes every day. Every day,
yes.
Just start right there.
Yes.
You know, it's just perfect. And then softly strumming your guitar as our chit-chat dances into cherry-kissed dusk. That's just beautiful. Imagery, colors, everything is in there. And still, the tingles are all right there. I love shine through the darkness of a cold winter's night when you pull up the blankets to tuck me in tight. And, you know, when the tiptoeing under the sheet, when you just brush against mine, and you whisper to me, I just need to touch you. I love that intimacy when it's just the bottom of your feet touch under the sheets. There's something about that when it's just a reach, like, you know, oh, yeah, you're still there. There's that security. There's that moment of, okay, they're there. I'm comfortable. I can finally do that final doze off to sleep. And there's so much to be said about that. And I think you just, you know, I commented before, it's a strong sense of storytelling, and your reads hypnotize me, and it's the exact same way tonight. Naomi, I'm a big fan, always have been, always will be. You're a rock star, young lady. Just beautiful.
Lovely comment. Beautiful comment for a beautiful writer. And let me see. I'm going to check the studio again. And we've had Budo, Naomi. So we have two more SoundClouds for sure. And some people will be calling in also a little bit later, like Crystal, hopefully. And and there's some poems to be read. So do you have a few more minutes, Sweet, that you maybe could read a couple or one or two, one for sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you, I just had it here. I'm going to give you Laughing Soul. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
I'll put hers in the room.
Okay.
And great stuff tonight. Here we go. They're having a party out there in the chat room. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Laughing Soul, Sweet, if you wouldn't mind reading that, that would be wonderful.
Oh, good. It's about a dog. Okay. Okay. I have you by my side, a laughing soul. When I was stung by venom of betrayal and lies, I had you by my side. When life grew cold and harsh, I had you. I had your unconditional warmth when I could no more smile. I had you by my side. Darkness crept just when, in a new phase, I stepped. Holding onto your leash, I tried to paint life again. When all I had was piercing shards, you caressed my scars. Your innocent love healed my heart. When I was merely a lifeless autumn leaf, devoid of emotions, mourning, and grief, my only solace was that I had you by my side. Oh, how I miss you now. Years have passed, and I've tried to move on. But you left a deep void, and I await the dawn. When we shall meet again beyond the horizon, across the rainbow bridge. Forever then, I'll have you by my side. Dedicated to Cougar, my baby, who was my wife, my Labrador, who was crossed over the Rainbow Bridge in 2008.
Okay. Before we say anything, I have to apologize for giving you that poem because I did not realize it was, I had not even seen the poem until just now, so I did not realize it was Ghost Dog, and I know you lost your dog not long ago, and I'm sure this was very emotional for you, so I apologize to you for.
No, it's a great for me to read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
I think that it was a lovely tribute to that dog, and I love what she called, she titled her poem as I Have You By My Side, the loyalty of the dog, always there, always trusting and always loyal to her. And dogs are like that, you know, they love unconditionally, and even if you get cross at them, they come back and they still love you. And this was a beautiful piece and dedicated to this dog. And when all I had was piercing shards, you caressed my scars. Your innocent love healed my heart. Wow. When I was merely a lifeless autumn leaf, devoid of all emotions, mourning and grief, my only solace was that I had you by my side. I absolutely love this poem. I thought it was beautifully read. You did a great job with it, and you had your own emotion to go into it that made it even more emotional. And the loss of an animal like this is extremely painful, and you know, their little personalities, and I do believe there is a rainbow bridge that they cross and that they are waiting for their master to meet them there when their time has come. And I just thought that this was a beautiful piece. Did you want to comment further, Sweet?
I just understand the love that he gave her, and I understand you know, knowing that you'll be there on the Rainbow Bridge to meet them and that they'll just be right there. I know my shadow's waiting, and that's the way it's going to be. And
yeah,
I really thought it was a beautiful poem. Very well done.
It really was. And Hatter, how about you? What did you think? Hatter, are you there? Unmute. Deb's called in. I'm going to pick her up right now. Hello, Deborah Lee.
Hello, Lady A.
Thank you for calling in to my show tonight. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I was just calling on Hatter, but he's not responding. Deb, did you happen to hear that last poem? I had you by my side.
He said he'd be. He said he'll be right back.
Okay.
I didn't. I literally. You picked me up the second it came in. I don't know.
Okay, it's certainly worth reading. Very touching and emotional poem that Laughing Soul wrote. I loved it. I thought it was gorgeous, and Sweet did a beautiful job reading it, and I was quite moved by her reading it as well. And so what did you say, Sweet?
I said I cried.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I felt bad.
Don't feel bad. It was a beautiful poem.
But Laughing Soul, that was a beautiful piece. And actually, I'm going to add that to my list because I thought that was the way you wrote it, the repetition of I had you by my side. I thought that was absolutely fantastic. It was a very touching and moving piece. So, Deb, are you in a hurry?
I have a half hour.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is Let me see just one second. Let's see, because we've played a few of the SoundClouds already. I'm going to see if I can get you to read one as well, if you're able to. I'm not sure if this guy's calling in. Did Jethro, is he, do we have him on the list that he's given permission?
You need to reach
that?
Your inbox.
Okay. All right. And so what I'm going to do, Deborah, is because you've called in and you have about a half an hour, I'm going to get you to read your poem.
Okay.
And I'm putting it in the room now. And here it goes. They're having, like I said, they're having a party out in the chat room of all poetry, of Team of Voices. Okay, there's your poem there, Deb.
Okay, thank you. And my poem is a tribute to the sonnet by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Sonnet 43, How Do I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways. And that was the prompt. And the song, the poem is called Counted. Here we go. I compute it in kisses and whispers, grinning hugs that reap sweet smiles, counted in sighs and gasps and mumbled whimpers from roads traveled miles. Measure it inside the bright flickers of the amber candlelight dancing on painted wall, or in the deepest floors of the blue salty seas in crashing waves that crest and fall. It is calculated on pulse-pounding beats, then tallied after my last breath, added in every piece of this life, even counted on the night of my death. End poem.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. I
thank you.
Did a wonderful job on this. And the way you read it, too, it was very quiet and soft and gentle. Or in the deepest floors of the blue, salty seas, in crashing waves that crest and fall. I love that verse. This whole entire piece, and then just at the, of course, the very end of it was quite moving. And because when you love like that, there is no end. You know, love like
what,
that.
What's your time frame like? Can I maybe read her poem?
Absolutely. I was going to ask you that. Yes, I would love for you to do that.
Yeah, yeah, awesome, yeah. Well, this is, as I said, Sonnet 43 by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And let me blow up that font a little bit. Okay. It says, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight, my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight, I'm sorry, I'm starting over. I'm in Sonnet 43 by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight for the ends of being an ideal grace. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need. By sun and candlelight, I love thee freely, as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs, in which my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love it seemed to lose. With my lost saint, I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears, all of my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. End poem.
Oh, how gorgeous is that?
Right?
I think that...
Boy, I read it after mine instead of before.
No, but I mean, I think... No, but you captured it. You captured her piece beautifully. And I love her writing. Actually, I wrote a poem about her as well quite a while ago. But I think that you did it, certainly did it justice. But more than that, your poem, you made her, you know, it was influenced by her poem, but your poem was your own. And it was not like a copycat poem that you wrote, influenced perhaps, but your words were all your own, and the way you described your love was brilliant, I thought. I loved it. I thought it was gorgeous. And I'm going to ask...
Thank you so much.
Oh, drop. So, Hatter, are you back?
He's back.
Is he back? Did you want to comment, Hatter? I don't think he's... It shows he's still online, but it's not easy.
Are you muted, Mr. Bach?
Yes, I am. Thank
okay.
You.
Welcome back. Would you like to
Why
comment
you answer
on
me?
Beautiful poem?
I was running back and forth trying to find the one she was reading. So I didn't get to follow it. It was at the beginning. It was when I stepped away for a second. So when I step away, it takes longer than just stepping away. That's sort of a drag.
It really does.
I heard Deborah say you shouldn't have read it before you're...
Yeah, I was teasing her that I'm glad I didn't read Elizabeth Barrett Browning before my poem. I instead read her after mine, even though my poem was inspired by her.
Yeah, I just heard the ending, but I'll go back and read it. Whew.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece, and I hope you do read it. So with that being said, while you guys are here, I'm going to read mine, and...
What about me?
Well, okay, Hatter. Let's do Hatter's poem then. And I'll read mine after that. Okay, I'm going to put... Don't you have two of them, though, don't you? Seems to me.
Yeah, you can pick either one. Doesn't matter.
Oh, no. I just erased my list of poems. Oh, you're such a Dumbo, Anne.
Hold on.
Hang on, I'm going to... Are you going to put it in the room? And then I'm going to try to put
Oh, I can do that. Okay.
Hang on, see if I can...
How did you do that?
I don't know.
No, Miles could be there, right? Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna put it up because I can't believe I did that. I had my list of... Here you are.
Okay, Lover's Lace.
What is it called? Oh, because you have two... Oh, it's your love song by Hatter. You have two things in there. Did you know that?
Yeah, I'm putting... Yeah, and I'm posting the one right now.
Okay, thanks.
Something jumps around. Here it's jumping around. Okay. There it is. Lover's Lace.
Perfect.
Everybody got it?
Yep.
It goes like this. With trembled hands, I cannot breathe. Looking back, what turned away? The taste of things, now memories asking you to stay. The passions drawn into my eyes, begging you to keep quite still. Minutes slow in whispered cries, holding time against its will. Your body quivers in a lover's cold, sharing breaths in a tight embrace. Fingers tethered in a stranglehold, counting time in a lover's lace. With you I take this leap of faith, ne'er trying to pretend, seeking roads that I will take from the place I have never been. Wow. That's for one of Deb's shows a long time ago.
Beautiful. I love the name of it, too, Lover's Lace. The passion is drawn into my eyes, begging you to keep quite still. Minutes slow and whimpered cries, holding time against its will. What a great line that is, holding time against its will. A gorgeous piece, as per your brilliance in writing. And I absolutely love it. Well, you really are, Hatter. I've told you that for years. You have your very own style. And I think that I'd like to see maybe next time we do Tic Mac Toe or have some other little kind of contest, I bet you I could pick out your poem out of a group of poems. I feel like I know how you write, and I think that would be, you have your own style of writing, and it's a wonderful style, you know.
Well, thank
you. Wouldn't you say,
Deb,
what do you think, Deb?
Oh, I definitely agree, and what I put here, this is great, Hatter, and I really love the second stanza. I wish you would have called, but it was my honor to read it out for you, and that was 4 years ago. And some of your, not some of it, all your emotions were oozing all over the page, especially in the stanza that I pointed out, the passions drawn into my eyes, begging you to keep quite still, minutes slow and whimpered cries, holding time against its will. There's just something I love, love, love about holding time against its will. I second what Lady A said. You have an unmistakable brilliance and the screams.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got a style.
It's a show.
I have to buy some new clothes now.
Yes, you do. And I'd like to say, too, Deb, over the years, your style has evolved and changed from when I first started reading you. And I love the fact that, and I see this, I can see my own stuff changing, and I've learned so much from so many people that it's actually quite amazing. Oh my gosh, is it quarter after the hour already? Wow.
I know, it's time flies, doesn't it? But yet, no,
yeah.
I totally agree. But we can actually say that about all of us because we've all, I mean, now think about it for a minute. If you were sitting here on this site nearly daily, or should I say nearly nightly, writing poetry, and you didn't change and expand and even impress yourself, then
yeah.
Why are you here? Because, like, I look at
yeah.
some of the stuff I wrote when I first came that are in my, quote, archives, and I'm like, are you kidding me? You know? I mean, we say it a lot, we're our own worst critics, but talk about improving leaps and bounds when you see your own stuff. And you start to see other people in your stuff too, not in a copycat, plagiaristic kind of way. I've been influenced by a style or an idea or an expression that we rub off on each other, and that's an amazing thing. And that's what keeps us doing these shows all the time. Is that we learn and grow and shine lights on each other. And
well, I have to entirely agree with that because I know for myself I have evolved. And one of the things that I learned, and I learned it from Hatter, it was inline rhyme and how he rhymes. I love it, so I try to do it myself. And so I've told you that before, Hatter. I mean, I've done that because you influenced me to. Your writing has influenced me to do rhyming like that, inline rhyme. So thanks.
No bigger flattery than that. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I mean, it's just it's amazing. And you know, we've all. I don't know. I think it's a great thing to have that kind of influence on each other.
Sure. Yeah, I remember the night that I created that inter-rhyme line. I was so proud of myself. It's only been around for several hundred years.
You're hilarious.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else have I got here, Lovers Lace? Okay. So I'm gonna put my piece in there. I gotta go back and get
Alrighty.
It. Too.
Radio.
Alrighty then. I think I'm at the bottom here yet. I've read this before, but I still love it. And love comes in many forms, doesn't it? And okay, I'm gonna put it in the room here now. I'm trying to ignore my jawbone. She's had to surgically remove a tooth today, and it's been quite a few years since I've lost a tooth. And she said she was able to preserve my jawbone. I said, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I
was quite shocked when she said that. She said that sometimes when you remove a tooth, that you have to break some of the bone. And I'm thinking, holy guacamole, I'm glad she didn't do that to me. It took her quite a while, like, to do what she was doing and to manipulate it.
Love
to
it.
Kind of that. What?
I
was able to not bust up your jawbone, I think I'd find a new dentist, just saying.
Yeah, you didn't have your wisdom teeth out when you were young?
I did have my wisdom teeth out, and I still have one because I had lost another. Each baby that I have, three children, each one I lost a tooth. So it's been quite a few years since I've lost a tooth, but this one, it just died. And I usually have really good dental exams and stuff.
Things usually cost an arm and a leg, so it only costs you a tooth. That's not so bad. Ha, ha, ha.
I think she was joking.
But in any case, it's out, and
I'm
hoping that...
Case AP's on a break.
AP's here? Okay, let me get the phone.
Looks like him to me.
Yes, it is. Hello, darling.
Well, I'm not using a foot. You can have that. Talk about an arm and a leg.
Okay, your foot in the door.
Yeah.
Hey, here I am.
What's going on in that department? Are you able to give us an update since the last one?
I will be able to shortly, Lady A. I've got my follow-up 6-week MRI tonight at the hospital.
Oh.
And so that should tell us all we need to know.
Oh, I hope it's a good one. I hope so too. Yeah. Wow.
Hope so too.
I mean,
I'd
give you my tooth if I thought it would help, but it's at the dentist's office.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's going to help there, but anyway, we'll see. You know, sort of need 25 of them to fill the phone that's gone. But anyway, we'll see how it goes.
So you're in a hurry. Do you want to plop yours out on the board for us, or?
I can do that, Lady A. I can do that.
All right.
I was just sitting here having vegetable soup and fish fingers, and I thought I'd better actually thing for you because that would be polite. So
lovely.
I went to your theme and... thought I'd talk about love, Lady A, since that's what you're asking us to do, all of that.
Yep.
So here we go. This is Upon Love by me. It goes a bit like this. Strong arms wait to surround you whenever they get a chance. All so much more to mould anew if we could share one more dance. Gaze through the eve to entree, no uncertainties in your eyes. Face gleaming as sun in full day, time it slows when heat does rise. Walking back by shadow's call, no distractions hands trust. Small kisses under the moon fall, nebulae swirl and neither fussed. As minutes we turn into hours long, days surrender to eternity. when two have a bind so strong, world passes as but an absurdity in poem.
Oh, that's gorgeous. It really is. And it has all of your apisms in it. And I love strong arms wait to surround you whenever they get a chance. All so much more to mold anew if we could share one more dance. What a beautiful verse that is. The whole piece is gorgeous. You know, I'm going to pick out, like, if we could share one more dance. And I love gaze through the eve to entree, no uncertainties in your eyes, face gleaming as sun in full day, time it slows when heat does rise, to do every single one. I just thought it was gorgeous. Small kisses under the moon fall, nebulae swirl and neither fuse, fuss. As minutes we turn into hours long, they surrender to eternity. When two have a bind so strong, world passes as but an absurdity. Isn't that the truth? This is gorgeous. I really love it. Thank you for writing it. It's a beautiful, beautiful love poem. It's gorgeous. What did you think, Deb?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, before I comment on this amazing poem, I have to say, Lady A, I get yelled at for taking too many lines, and you just quoted the whole poem.
The whole poem.
But I'll have to forgive you, because it really is a beautiful, romantic piece. And even though I have no choice but to duplicate something that you chose, because you took them all. I'm just having fun busting on you. But each stanza is more gorgeous than the last one, and that closing stanza, as minutes we turn into hours long, they surrender to eternity, when two have a bind so strong, world passes as but an absurdity. And there was one other thing that really struck me. I guess right from the beginning, where Strong's arms wait to surround you whenever they get the chance, it's just so openly loving and awesome, and the great rhyme, the flow, and I think I heard something about AP-isms.
Yes?
Yeah, you're shining all over this one. It's a beautiful piece.
It really is. Thank you.
It really is gorgeous. And Monsieur Chapeau, es-tu là? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You know, it's almost like this is how you go up to ask somebody to dance. You go up and you tell them, this is how it's going to happen. You start talking about after, this is how you're going to feel. You're going to wonder why. You're going to ask me, but right now you're going to dance.
Oh, my God. So romantic.
Right?
Yes.
Well done, Heather.
Wow.
I hit one now.
I'm swooning, you fellas. Just beautiful. So, AP, you did a great job on this piece. And, yes, it's just lovely. I'm putting it under my list of things. That are favored. It's a beautiful piece. Now, are you going to hang for a few minutes?
I can certainly listen to your piece, Lady. Absolutely.
All right. That would be lovely. Now, did I put it in there already? I think I might have. Yes, I did. It's in there. It's called Another Love Poem by Lady A. No, I'm not going to read that one. That's not the one I wanted to read. I'll have to find another one. I'll find one and try to read it towards the end. So I guess what we're going to do then is play another SoundCloud, and this is by... now, Deb, before I do that, did the new gentleman, did he submit a SoundCloud? Or is he going to call, do you know, or...
Your first entry on your board?
Oh, I'm going to read his poem. That's right.
I understood it. You were, okay. Just making sure that's who you meant. And
yes,
did you see your inbox about that other circumstance?
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back here, and I'm going to get, we have a new gentleman who submitted a poem for tonight, which was very, I was very happy to get this, and we have a few reads. So we have to read. Wow, can't believe how the night has escaped. I really can't. Okay, so here's his name is Lockdown Larks, and I'm going to put his poem in the room. I may forfeit reading myself because we still have a few left. Is it over in a half an hour?
It is. That's what happens when you're having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Got a whole board, lady. It goes like...
I don't know if this is going to work. I don't think this link is... No, it's not going to work. I don't have his official link. Oh, dear, that's not good.
I do something else while I track it down for you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we're going to go back into my little place here.
Yes.
And find another poem. And this is a poem by Forgotten
Yes.
Matt.
Actually, here it is.
Okay, good. Okay. Thanks, Deb. Much appreciated. And this is called With You by Lockdown Larks. A wandering, wondering life without you, until seeing and knowing what to do, dancing and romancing with you, still amazed you saw something too. Proposing to spend my life with you, waking up and finding your yes was true. Soon tying the knot with you, sweet harmony lying next to you. Making home in pastures new, standing there, birthing with you, sharing pride and sadness with you when they left home as they do. Flying around the world with you, peace at the balcony with the sea view, balcony that must be, sitting on the beach reading with you, waves lapping shingle in the afternoon hue. And when we didn't know what else to do, having a beach bar sundowner with you, then on the patio dining with you, watching the stars come into view, losing loved ones and crying with you, a failed screening and sighing with you, moving mountains of hope with you, determined that you will pull through. Twilight beckons. Yes, it's true. But remember, I will always be with you. End poem. Wow. I'm just going to read his author's notes here. I'm a newbie here, and getting this out there is probably a bit of a self-therapy, as we are isolating prior to all, prior to my all's cancer operation next Friday. Hope that's okay here. And that was a day ago that he sent me this piece and requested to be on have it read on the show. So I want to say thank you, Lockdown Larks, for this beautiful love poem. And the descriptions in here about the steps and the days and weeks that it took for your love story. And I loved, you know, you're going from first seeing each other. Okay, Deb, I'm going to do it again, so tell me to stop it. About the, I'll just one. Okay, so I really loved your remembering when you were on the beach with her. That's my favorite place in the whole entire face of the planet. And, you know, the sea view and the beach reading together and listening to the waves. I thought that was beautiful, and I totally could relate to that because that's what it does to me as well. It's just a beautiful, Deb, too. There's something about the water and the waves that is comforting and most romantic of all. And I thought that this whole piece, and it, of course, leads into a little bit later in your lives. And I thought, and you're right about writing. It is cathartic. It is a healing process. And you will continue to write in this vein, I'm sure, because when you love somebody like that, it never leaves you. And so this is a beautiful tribute to your wife and to your life together. Deb, what did you think?
Well, for one, I appreciate you saving a couple lines for me. I think that he did a really sweet job of expressing all the love and tenderness and the memories of over the years. I know that he had mentioned that he is a late starter as far as being a poet. And I think that when he picked up his pen and wrote what he felt, that it, you know, it shows like he's been writing poetry. And I think that he did a beautiful job. And I have to say, I'm really excited that you've decided to share poetry with the Tiva Voices, and I hope you continue to do so. And on a personal note, I'm noticing that there in your author's notes that you wrote this poem 24 days ago, which means that Friday surgery already happened, and I'm hoping everything went well and wishing her a speedy recovery and hoping that you continue to participate in the shows. Great job.
Yes. Please let us know how things went if you are able to or you want to. I think that's, you know, you'll find that writing will help you through all of this and give you strength and then you can look back and reflect on
there's two things. I have to go, and I want you to know that Crystal's in your studio.
Okay, thank you.
All right, love and respect, you guys.
Thanks, Deb.
Bye, Deb.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
I'm just getting some comments for Lockdown Larks. And so, AP, did you get a chance to hear
I just wanted to make the comment that this is one prodigiously, writing poet. I mean, he has written four poems in the last day. He's written nine in the last 2 days. He's written 20 in the last 7 days. It's quite remarkable. He's, you know, if he wasn't writing before, he certainly is writing now. He's churning them out left, right, and center, which is fantastic. All I can say is just keep on making up for lost time. And I was a person who didn't poem until 5 years, 6 years ago, and I've been trying to make up for lost time since then. So keep going, all power to your pen.
Wow, AP, I didn't know that. You've only been writing for five or 6 years?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, 6 years. Yep,
wow.
Only 6 years.
So that's about the time that I met you, that you had started writing.
Yep, that was when I was starting.
Yeah, and when I first read you, I thought, oh, he's so smart and brilliant and such a great writer. I never dreamed that you had just started. That's amazing.
No, are you nuts? No, no, I was just starting. Yeah, no, no, absolutely.
Wow. That's terrific. Okay, so Crystal, you didn't get a chance to hear Lockdown Lars's piece, did you?
I heard, like, in the middle of it. So, and then I read over it, so I would actually like to make a comment because I feel like little bit that I heard made me want to hear more of it, so I guess I can take that as a compliment because I definitely want to read it more. But yeah, it's just so sweet, like the repetition of with you, because it's like us all they ever imagine, and like when you have the person that you love, it's like you want to be with that person through anything. And no matter, like, what you're doing or so, like, I always have this little saying, from personal experience, it's more like, it says, it's not the places you go, it's the person you're with or the people that you're with. Because that's often what's going to make life fulfilling is not, like, you could go on this fabulous vacation somewhere, but if you're with the wrong people, you're not going to have a good time. You could probably go to the dump, and if you're with the right person, you're going to have a good time. Even it doesn't matter. So, like, reading this and just the lines going on, talking about going through life and stuff like that with the person, with that one person, it's, like, very sweet, and it's very true. So I thought they just did a beautiful job.
Thank you for that comment. I've got your poem up in the room there now, and so it's and Xylophone Blues is in the chat room as well. So we'll get you to do yours, Crystal, and then I'm going to put Xylophone Blues' SoundCloud on after that. And so if you wouldn't mind, and it's wonderful hearing from you, my dear.
I know. I told Deb on several occasions that I was going to try and call more if I'm awake, because a lot of times I get home from work and I am tired and I just don't feel like doing anything. I'll be like on my phone for like a few minutes and eventually I just go to bed. I just pass out. I can't do the late nights anymore. But I try and call when I can.
Well, I'm really happy that you have. My show's a little bit earlier now too, so that might help a bit too.
Yeah, that helped. That helped a little bit, because I was like, oh wait, it's earlier. I was like, I can call. Like, so I was excited too.
Perfect.
Okay,
so your poem is in the
room.
And I've been looking forward for you to read this.
Thank you. As soon as I saw the topic, I don't write that much for my boyfriend that often. I don't. Like, I have a little bit where, like, I've written this here and there, but I don't typically write love. But I don't know why. I was inspired by your topic. And whenever I sent him this poem, he sent back to me, because I wrote it on my lunch break, and I sent it to him on his lunch break. And he said to me, he was like, oh, he's like, I love you, Crystal. He's like, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. So, like, I just want to add that little bit in there. So here we go. This is called Love Changed It All.
And Crystal, who is it dedicated to? What's this lovely person's name?
Paul.
Okay, there we go.
There's the name. This is called Love Changed It All. Love, it's that snort I hear on occasion. It's that glimmer in blue eyes when you glare at the pale, that weirdness you combine with the touch of your hand, radiating with golden sunshine. Love, it's that warmth of tender embrace. I feel close to you under the moonlight as we kiss goodnight. Love, it's the conversation we share. It's the bittersweet moment. I really know you care. Love, it's when the going gets tough and I know you're there. This is love. And poem.
Oh, that's beautiful. So beautiful. I like the way you started. It's that snort I hear on occasion.
And I thought that you depicted him very well. And it's actually, you know, I want to say to you how lovely it is to see that you're in love and that it's reciprocated. And it's that warmth of your embrace. I feel close to you under the moonlight as we kiss goodnight. Just gorgeous little bits, little peaks into your love relationship. And I appreciate you writing and giving, sharing that with us tonight. AP, what did you think?
Well, see, as a technician, Lady A, you could go through this poem and say, well, it's sort of ABCC, and it's ABAB, and it's sort of the sort of rhyme goes all over the place. And, you know, it actually doesn't matter, not one bit, because that's what love's like. Love doesn't follow a formula. It doesn't sort of go and get taken out of a box. It's something that two people create in their own way and their own form. And there's something quite endearing about this poem because of that.
Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I actually kind of went for that, AP. Because I first started writing like a normal pattern, and then I started going in a different way, and I was like, you know what? I was like, it doesn't matter. I'm like, I'm going to write how I feel.
No,
I just wanted to go different.
Yeah, you went with your feelings, and that was the right way to go, because it was true and it was honest, and because it meant something to you, and clearly it meant something to Paul.
And isn't it a wonderful way to have freedom to write when you put your true feelings and emotions out there like that? It really and truly is a freedom. It's a way to have no restraints on your writing. I thought that's a great thing, wonderful thing. Now, can you hang out for a little bit, Crystal? Or
I can.
Do you think you could help me with a couple of poems in AP? I think there might be one for you to write. There's not that many left, but. But let me just check and see. Okay, I'm just going to go through. The sound clouds. Let me see. What do we have left? Okay, I'm going to play the Xylophone Blues, the sound cloud. I'm going to put that up on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put his poem up there too, so we can follow along with it. Let me find it first, and then I'm going to have. There it is. And I want to make sure that I've gotten everybody else covered. I'm almost. Oh dear. Is this it? A vignette of recovery. Did I hit on the wrong one? That must be his. Hang on a second. I love it when that happens. See, now I've lost my page. Hang on a second. I'm all right. Don't panic. It's all good.
I'm not panicking. You panicking, Crystal?
I was going to say, we both have worked in the studio. We know how it works.
You know, I'm not panicking. It is. It's a vignette of love. It is. It's a vignette of recovery.
It is. Okay.
You're right.
All right.
You were right. Yeah. You were right.
All right. So I'm going to sit in the room. So I'm going to play his sound card right now.
Love and circles, galvanized clouds, two plies, an empty chapter, hollow words in a wilted sky, reaching for tomorrow, bending over elastic dye. Every color I watch, syllables swell in my eye, my head blown gasket. A order, winged pillow, broken albatross, upon your wings I will cry. Softly touch imagination, a blustery vapor, Jupiter's entwined whispers, crystal earrings dangling upon topaz trinket shoreline, my morning dreams in the wind, Saturn strikes her pastel water lily page, shooting saffron ribbons, matchboxed firework, sweet, sweet dusk, fell an eclipse creed, Venus, a balance beam tunnel, passage for sapphire, cult light, telescopic orchid moons, swollen knees bleed, 2x2x4, molecular mirrors, marmalade drifting upon, cherry blossoms read, gravity's eyelashes, bat encountering timetables, her emerald peakers, porcelain lips indeed. The day I saw you, a sparkle of the stars in her eyes, crescent smile, chilled flutes of woodwinds, handcuffs cord, language, alternate powers of visual art, morning mint, carbonic, red-winged blackbirds, sultry rage, beaming moonbow on a waterfall, chameleon hawks, over meadow, mountain, cavern stage, couplets, quatrains, sonnets, pervasive text, brown hair waving, veins of fall color, syntactically provocative and auditory-like, white horses chasing the front horses. Today I love you, barefoot, porcelain, ivory quartz, lagoon blue waters, cascading, spoken, twigs, stitch roses of cherry lipstick, tenderness, alabaster skin, aurora dancing, hiking of sands, scarves unwrap gravity, fossil comets, her perfumed peacock, lapis lazuli eyes roar among the clouds, grasps her tangerine drapes, a freckled carousel of carnation pink. Ice chimed ebony frost, her telescopic kaleidoscope soar, Romeo and Juliet stage, explosions upon goosebumps door. This moment, limitless, Orion's easel stands, a suspended legged tripod. She became his valley, knelt amongst the hillsides, mountains rise, transported animation captures, constellations etched orbital circuitry. Beneath the weeping willow, cattery of lace, untethered patina, lotus footprints, trickled, scents of watermelon sugar rain, porcelain aluminum from the red blossom shaft, pebble reflections, pinafore vapors, stirring jaded orchid's draft. I am lifted by her braided strand, I fingerspell her alabaster dusted land, headlights, daylights aflame, silken daisies and oasis wraps our hand, in motion violins frenzied, garlands bellowed, sleeves hold love's wedding band. Tomorrow I will remember, inhale, breathe, shudders foggy gaze, as I sit and look out, russet roses swirl, teardrops whisk velvet crimson haze, gurgling boulders listen, glaciers charcoal skies, our cradled whiskey, scarlet orchestra, camisole dies. Embers, lavender swallows dense as dusk, thought of fading flowers on our hill, maiden misty eyes. Forever butterflies thrive, canvas, framed imagery shutters, life's refraction dust, cobalt stillness, scribbled black, sand-surfed mattress, ballet toes, count the flecks of sand swept snow, the allotted aging world, mark this passing of night's folded solstice, lullabies are quilled upon symphonic glow, bookmarked corners, crystalline flow. Fire burns ultraviolet, the galaxies squint, nebular voices blindfolded in symmetrical silhouette, fallen petal floors on the newborn wing, winding auditorium of doors, a thousand arpeggios sing. Loves quilted Allison Wars.
Wow. That was quite epic, wasn't it? AP, what did you think of that?
Well, I mean, this is a bit like an abstract symphony,
Lady A. If you go through each of the stanzas, it's like bringing in words as different instruments. And so you've got an introduction, you've got a two, and it's like listening to a symphony of words, and it was most appropriate that there was an orchestral symphony behind it. And if you listen to if you read the author's notes, it talks about the back and forth feelings of love's struggle, and it also talks about butterflies being a symbol of recovery for a stroke victim. So there's a story here, and it's a very personal story. And it's interesting because you wouldn't think that a series of abstract words that you could make people feel something as elegantly and beautifully as this does, but it does. And a really beautiful piece.
Yes, it really is. And he has, and this is his style too, in this sort of an abstract, I often like a vocabulary without any of the what are they called, the like and, if, that, you know, there's what do you call those words when we in the English grammar?
Conjunctions.
Yes. And I think you're absolutely right when you say that there's more to this than just the abstract wording that's going on. Because he says, please read author's notes, and you had read that already, that butterflies are a symbol of recovery for a stroke victim. And then our back and forth feelings through love's struggle. I thought that was quite poignant and important too to know. And you know, this is quite a lengthy poem, and I find that these kinds of when people write lengthy poems, it always amazes me, because I don't write long poems, and he's packed a lot into these vignettes with his words that putting, you know, together, that you can make a story of each vignette, of course. And Crystal, what did you think? Thanks, AP.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, Lady A. Like, I don't know it either. Like, probably the most I've ever written is over 200 words, maybe closer to 300, maybe. But I rarely write anything long myself. But if it does, it's like it has to come out, like, where I just need to just write everything out. Sometimes even then I'm like, am I making it too lengthy? Are people actually going to read it? Like, you think that. But I know that Blue, he does write pretty long, because I've read his stuff since the beginning of even writing. So, but every time I read it, it's always very beautiful, especially his description. And I feel like he did that here. I love that line, the crescent smile. I don't know what it was. When I heard that part, I was like, I like that. But yeah, I just think that there was just each stanza, like what AP was saying, had some deeper meaning behind each line and stuff like that, and telling a story in itself and being a little abstract. But I thought it was just absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for that. I'm just going through our list, my list of things, and I do believe I have two poems left. One has a SoundCloud by Shelley Burden, and I'll play that now. And I'm just going to quickly go, I have three poems. So, Crystal, if you wouldn't mind reading, I'm going to get you to read this one by a Forgotten Madge, and then I'll play Shelley's SoundCloud, and then I'll read In Chains piece. And I do believe that's it, Hatter, unless I can just let me quickly go make sure I didn't leave anybody out. No, I think that's it. So we have three. Unless you want to read In Chains, AP, would you like to do that, or?
Yeah, very happy to. Yeah, very happy to, Lydia. I quite like reading, Joe. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to put in, for you to read, Crystal, I'm going to put in Forgotten Madge.
Okay.
And, sometimes when I go to highlight, they just slip straight out of my fingers. All right. So thank you, Blue, for writing that poem, and I appreciate you sharing. He's just thanking us for using the SoundCloud. You're most welcome. Okay, so here is Forgotten Madge. Crystal is in the room there now.
I'm glad to see their stuff again because they're fairly new. But I've been reading a little bit here and there. But this is called Stardust and Sand. Though the sky is littered with uncountable stars, and I would sooner drown than know the grains of sand upon a beach I know you. Had no eyes to see your face to match your gaze, I would know your touch the way the tip of your nose tickles. As it trails along my neck, the nibble of a lobe of my ear. I would know your chance caress as you gather my goosebumps to your fingers, smoothing them with the heat of your palm. My lips would know the tease of stubble, feasting from the pillows of your kiss to taste your tongue. For we do not linger, lost on an earth where the ticking talks wait to separate our souls, rather in between the gaps of stars and grains of sand. Between the collapse of reality and the creation of time, we revel within the pulse of your body and echoes in mine, and the memories we take of this life to the next. End poem.
Beautiful. Beautiful read, too. What you read it, tell me what you think of it.
It definitely gives, I don't know, this kind of gives me sultry vibes, just, I guess, a little, kind of, maybe, like, between, like, romantic and sultry, just, like, right in there, which I can get down with, because I typically am not a person that writes a lot of sultry poetry, but the in-between I can get down with, and I like the way that they did write this, especially about the way that the tip of the nose tickles about the around your neck and stuff, like I said, it's like a pretty good, I guess, like a central kind of thought or so, but yeah, I think that this is just beautiful. But I do love the beginning of it too, where they talk about to know the grains of sand that there are, but yet to know you. I thought that was just really beautiful. I like that she did constantly bring up about stars or how many stars there are and how many grains of sand there are, like, and that is a very much a pondering thought. But yeah, I think that this was fantastic.
Great comment. Thank you so much. And AP, would you like to comment?
Yeah, look, it's got a beautiful feel to it, Lady A. It's within that feel that I think this poem works so well. It's very personal. The lips, your body, the echoes, the memories, goosebumps. And it uses beautiful words just to pick up that personal intensity. And so, yeah, no, I like the poem, Lady. I thought it was a good poem.
Beautiful comment. I'm just going to comment on the last verse, and thank you very much. I forgot to add that you wrote in. It says we have 60 seconds. I'm hoping we can do a little bit of overtime so I can...
No, you can stay on for longer, Lady O. You're fine. You can stay on for longer.
So I love, between the collapse of reality and creation of time, we revel within the pulse of your body that echoes in mine and the memories we take from this life to the next. I love, love, love that. I thought this piece had some really beautiful rhyme in it. The content of it was, of course, very romantic. It reminded me of, you know, Barrett Browning, Rossetti kind of poems. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful piece of literature, and I love reading poems like this. And through the sky, though the sky is littered with uncountable stars, and I would sooner drown than know the grains of sand upon a beach, I know you. Like, really so romantic. Had I no eyes to see your face to match your gaze, I would know your touch, the way the tip of your nose tickles as it trails along my neck to nibble at the lobe of my ear. I would know your chaste caress as you gather my goosebumps into your fingers, smoothing them with the heat of your palm. What a gorgeous, I'm putting this on my list. It's an absolutely stunning poem. I loved it very, very much. Now, AP, I'm going to get you to read In Chains. And and then what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to play the SoundCloud for, oh, dear, I'm lost all over the place here. Hang on a second.
Doesn't matter. You can work it out while I read In Chains. That's fine, Claudia. We've got time. It's all good.
Okay, so I'm trying to find... So I'm trying to find Joe's poem so that I can
I've got
put it on the board. Okay.
Yeah, I'll put it on the board.
Can you see it? You have it?
Yeah, I've got it. I'm putting it on the board now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, here we go. This is Tell a Tale of Woe by In Chains, and it goes a bit like this. I walk towards a castle built on sand in the abstract, cardboard cutout fishes surfing ocean's neap tides. As the crow flies around the clock of lullabying sunrise, ghosts go up in smoke while fairy tale princesses pirouettes like a birdie in the cage, but with bated breath. Little leaf as we know it falls in autumn from old oak tree, in and out of gentle breeze. On a long, wandering journey, I'd hide north of laced white butterflies light years ahead, of fallen arch front of house beneath a grand drape of pretty little tulips grey. Old straw man in twiggy wrap danced beneath the silver haze of moon. Square-headed statue wore beading of pearl stood, tall within a stern frame of marble decorated with spun red silk. By heart I'd weep, in laps of a memory in a distant dream, by dust-shut eyes blinking in the loom gale of storm, when left to rest in darkness, where smiles linger still in poem.
Oh, how lovely. The last three poems that I have, read from her, she's changed for writing some. She hasn't been quite as abstract in her last three poems that I've read. I haven't read her for a long time, but I have of late. And I quite like the style that she's doing now. I very much, what do you think, AP?
I think when we write, Lady A, I think sometimes it's a reflection of what's going on inside of ourselves, and sometimes when we get some clarity and sometimes when we find ourselves in a different place, we can actually write differently, and I suspect mm-hmm. what we're seeing is Joe in a better place, and therefore we're seeing another side of Joe's writing, and I hope that's the case, and if that's the case, I'm very pleased.
Me too, I agree 100%. Okay, Crystal, did you want to make a comment on that?
I was going to say I love the end of the second stanza. As the crows fly around the clock of the lullabying sunrise, and ghosts go up and smoke while a fairy tale princess pirouettes like a birdie. I love that clock of lullabying sunrise. something about that line I really love. But yeah, I really do enjoy Joe's writing. I've read her for a long time. But yeah, I do like that she always goes like a little bit dark, but at the same time not like too dark. But yeah, I think I also like that she affects her an Evanescence song too. I was looking in the office notes, but yeah, it's a beautiful kind. I'm not going to say entirely dark, but a little dark. But I like her writing, and it's always done that way. So, great job.
Yeah, terrific comment too. Like, I'm trying to put the next one in, but I'm not sure. Oh, okay, there it is. And I'm going to play her SoundCloud. Yes, she's evolved, and I agree with you, AP, with regard to perhaps she's in a better place in her life now that she's been writing like this, because I quite enjoy her writing, and I enjoyed even more that this style has come about for her, and so I think that's great. So this one that I've got in the room now is by Shelley Burden. It's called Coastline, and I'm going to, I would believe she has a SoundCloud. Yes, it's right here, and I'm going to play it right now.
Coastline. Feel my love like it is the waves against the rocks of the shore. Sometimes my love will crash into you with full force, mighty and powerful, with an intensity you can feel in your core, a knowing that will penetrate straight inside. It will smash and thrash against you, overwhelming you with a strength you hadn't known, creating a hole in the stone, allowing the waves to pass through. Sometimes my love will tickle you, care for you. It will lick you everywhere, gently playing with your hidden caves, your deep depths, kissing you slowly, caressing and embracing you with tenderness. It will soothe you as it massages you, bringing your beauty to surface. As it flows and ebbs, you always feel my presence. Eventually, we will have weathered so many storms together, we will change the very shape of ourselves. We will mold to each other in a way that we no longer recognize the coastline we started with. The whole time we're on this journey of love together, I will caress you like the waves do to land, always kissing. Always touching, never separated, bonded to each other, changing the coastline. End quote.
Wow. Shelley, this is a beautiful poem. I loved hearing your voice read. I loved your accent. I think that your use of the coastline, the shoreline, the water, it was brilliant. As I said earlier, I love the ocean and the beach. And sometimes my love will crash into you with full force, mighty and powerful, with an intensity you can feel in your core, a knowing that will penetrate straight inside. It will smash and thrash against you, overwhelming you with the strength you hadn't known, creating a hole in the stone, allowing the waves to pass through. Just a very stunning painting of the love you're sharing here with us. And I love how you ended it. The whole time we are on this journey of love together, I will caress you like the waves do to land. Wow, always kissing. Always touching, never separated, bonded to each other, changing the coastline. Absolutely wonderful piece. I'm just going to read her author's notes here for a second. Not sure about this one. It's not my usual style. I don't know if it works as a poem. I was just going to try to use this idea to create a rhyming poem, but I will allow it to stand alone in its raw state. Any feedback is appreciated. Well, Shelley, you, this is a gorgeous piece, and I totally enjoyed it, and I'm so happy that you wrote for my show. And Crystal, what did you think?
Yeah, I was reading those author's notes, and I was like, feedback, I'm like, it's fantastic. Like, I was just so drawn to it, pretty much, like, the way that it, like, it almost, like, flowed like the water. But, yeah, I thought it was just beautiful. And I love the thought of that about changing coastline, because it does often, it was bringing to mind about, like when you are at a beach or something like that, like, you'll have, like, changes in the wind or you'll have changes in the water. Like, if you ever go to the beach, that's why there's a lifeguard. Sometimes the waves are too hard, and then sometimes the waves are just right. So, like, in a relationship, you're going to have that where the waves sometimes are going to change, and you just kind of got to, like, change with it and take course and things like that. Yeah, I thought what she wrote is just absolutely beautiful. And, yeah, I just love the thought of that.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, wasn't it? AP, how about you?
Yeah, well, Lady A, I'm a natural rhymer, and so I completely get when you write free verse that it sort of feels strange. I sort of said it's like putting on the wrong size shoe, you know, because you just want everything to rhyme, you know, because that's the way it goes. But, I mean, I end up writing now probably 4 out of 5 poems with rhyme and 1 in free verse. And there's certain things that I write about in free verse that I think work a lot better. Often personal stories or vignettes or things where I don't want to get in the way of the emotion. And I think that's what's going on here, Lady A. I think this is a poem that tracks emotion and tracks it in a way that I think is really quite clever in using the shoreline. It does a beautiful job with the poem. It's just a free verse poem, and she's a rhymer, and so she looks at it and goes, it feels wrong. So it's a fantastic poem, and it's just a free verse poem. And you know, I hope that you keep doing more of them.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So I'm going to close out the show by reading one of mine, and it was written quite a while ago, 6 years ago to be exact, and it is a true story, and I've just put it into words, and it's called P.S. I Adore You. I've got it in the room there now. Tell me when you're ready.
All good, Lady A.
Okay. Write to me, he'd say. I would without delay. A love letter, an essay. P.S. I adore you. 10 times I would say I love you more each day with words I can convey. P.S. I adore you. Do you love me? Tell me, say. He'd question me this way. Forever love. Don't be dismayed. P.S. I adore you. Write to me, he'd say. Tell me I'm your lover. You are my all, my everything. P.S. I adore you. My darling, with pen and paper, try. Tell me what your heart says. P.S. I adore you. The beauty in what you say, like an elegant ballet, dances and replays. P.S. I adore you. End poem.
Well, there you go, Lady A. I'll start off. It's interesting because when you repeat a phrase, it often gets more power as you go down the page. It doesn't feel like that. You look at it and you say, it wouldn't work that way. But logic and writing are two very different things. And when you repeat something that you mean and that has meaning to you, then it gets stronger as you go down the page. And you could hear it as you were speaking and as you were giving us that poem. And interestingly, you asked for your lover here to put in his feelings into pen and paper. With my ex now, we'd only met for 6 weeks, and then I got a job interstate in the car running around for about 7 months. And every day I wrote a letter to her of that 7 months while I was gone. We saw each other twice. We saw each other twice in that time, but every day I wrote a letter to her from wherever I was. Some were long, some were short. I think that actually made a huge difference. It was very old-fashioned, but I think it made a huge difference because Chile put those feelings in writing as you talk about here in this poem, Gladio.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a beautiful comment that you made. It's a beautiful peek into your own heart, and to know that you wrote to her daily. And I think it is an almost lost art to write a letter. He and I would exchange letters all the time, and he told me he could, because at the end of each letter, you know, I'd fill him in on what was going on and everything. But I always wrote a little bit of a love letter at the end, and he would always open his letter and then go to the last page. And,
yeah.
You know, he loved it when I wrote to him, and it was just a beautiful thing, I think, to be able to express yourself like that. And it is highly romantic, I think. And just you saying that you wrote to her daily was pinching me a little bit, because it was just a beautiful thing to hear, you know, especially from a man. And I don't mean to be mean about that, but I mean for men to be able to express themselves, for me, I find it's highly romantic. I think it's highly attractive when you have a man that can articulate his thoughts and his feelings. It's just something I love about a man. It's, to me, in my experience in life, very rare, and unfortunately. But when it comes about and I hear things like you just said, it's really something special. And I think, and whether or not it was appreciated, you know, by your girlfriend at the time, your ex-wife, I hope that she appreciated it. I know I had a friend of mine that I worked with, and her husband is a poet, and he would come to a very nice woman and everything, and he would write poetry to her every day almost. She would find poems in her lunch and find poems under her pillow, things like that. And I said, well, what do you think of that? Well, she said, it gets boring after a while. I said, oh, my God, Karen. I said, this is such a beautiful expression of his love.
Yes.
I said, when he writes those words down, they're filled with such emotion that, I mean, even just me saying it out loud, it's so powerful. You know, I give my eye. You've heard me say that. You guys sent me some lovely poems not long ago, and I give my eye teeth for that, you know, like to have somebody say those kinds of words to me. And I don't know what it is. I really don't. It's music and words. Music and words, they both do something. There's something, I don't know what it, I can't even give you a word to describe what it is. There's just something about it that moves me to the very depths of who I am. Does that sound silly?
Yep. No, it doesn't
it
sound silly at all.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. No.
But thank you for indulging me. That piece, but I should say, and Crystal, so wonderful to have you with us tonight. You know, oh, did she drop? She did drop. Thank you, Crystal, for calling in. And it seems I've, and I should say some things. It's just you and I, AP, on the thing here tonight, right now.
Yes.
And I want to say to Deb and Hatter and to Sweet Pea and to Sky and you, AP, for writing and calling in. And I want to thank Lockdown Larks and let me get on in Forgotten Madge and Crystal, Shelley Burden, excuse me, Naomi, Sarah, Laughing Soul, Xylophonic Blues, Budo, In Chains Show, am I missing anybody? No, I've got the whole crew there, I think. And I thank you all so much. What a wonderful show it was tonight. I feel like a little bit more like myself, getting back to where I feel I shine, and you help me to shine with this kind of poetry. And it felt good the last two shows to have that contribution from all of you and the response with the poetry being submitted, and it just felt really great, and I'm happy about it, and it feels good. It felt like I was home. I've been having a struggle with a lot of different things of late, and and I felt like I had lost my place for a time. And sorry, but anyways, I'm back, and hopefully things will get better. And this soft place to fall is my soft place to fall too. So I appreciate every one of you for writing and calling in.
Just do topics that you feel passionate about. You felt passionate about this topic, we could all tell. Yeah? Just do topics you feel passionate about.
You have to, because to do, you know, I try to do things, what other people suggested, or it just wasn't me, you know. Like, some of it was okay, some of it was great, interesting, educational, and I loved it too, but it just wasn't who I am and I wanted to, like, you know, you guys all have your own style of things that you've been doing. I wanted to have that for myself, and this is my niche, you know, the emotional side of life, you know.
Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. That's all. Simple as that.
And the response is evident the last 2 weeks. I couldn't believe it. Like, really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You just had so many people on the board who wanted to write for the topic, Lady A. So, you know, there's nothing better than that.
No. And so, anyways, I'm thankful for everyone supporting the shows, especially the last couple of weeks. And means a lot to me. And AP, please, are you going, how many hours are you away from your MRI?
Oh, I'm actually not due in there. I mean, sort of shoved in at the last minute because of the MRI machines used so much for COVID cases. But so I'm not there for another 5.5 hours, Lady A, not till 8 o'clock tonight, Australian time.
Okay. Well, please, I don't mean to, I do put it on a public thing here, but send me a message or something and let me know how things turn out for you.
It's likely.
Are they being a little more optimistic?
Well, on the surface, things look a lot better. So whether or not that's reflected on the bone, we don't know. But we'll have a look, and we'll know a lot more with the MRI and the comparison between the two, which, as I said, should be in early next week, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I hope that it's a positive thing for you. And but you know what? No matter how things turn out, you're the type of person who will make you will make lemonade out of the lemons and continue to be successful in your life. And I don't mean that just
as... Whatever will be, and if it requires surgery, then so be it, and we'll make that work, you know. So whatever is the case, we'll make it work.
Yeah, and when you come to Canada and have your cup of coffee at Tim's with me, I won't be able to kick you in the leg if something should happen and I'm trying to get your attention. So you can always laugh at that, you know. And,
you're still be able to kick me in the leg.
I'm making a bad joke, but you know what I mean.
You know, I know exactly what you mean. And it's appreciated. It's been fantastic, the support I've been getting and from on the site and from my family, and it's just been fantastic. So. You just grasp that and you keep on going, lady. Eh? You grab the power of it and you keep going.
Yes, for sure. And so I'll look forward to hearing from you. I mean, I know you'll be on the radio and stuff, but you can't really. I mean, we were talking about it a little bit, but I mean, we can maybe exchange a note or something and see what's going on with you.
Yeah, I'll send you a notice to where it's up to, because you were fairly concerned when you saw it early on, Lady A, so with your background. So I'm actually just put on the board my bucket of medical stuff that actually is used to dress my foot every day.
You do? Okay, let me see.
I do it, and then I have my dialysis nurse do it every couple of days, so I do it 4 times a week and they do it 3 times a week. But I've got now a bucket of medical stuff that I use, and that's now on the board. So.
Oh my soul! Wow.
That's my foot bucket. So just to give you an idea.
Okay, I should call you after, or get you to call me, or no, because I have a million questions with regard to this bucket.
Yeah.
And
stuff in the bucket. But it's been improving dramatically, Lady A, the last couple of weeks. And so I'm actually thinking the hole itself might close in the foot in the next couple of weeks, on the outside anyway.
I got a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you, but are you able to give me a call back? Or?
Yeah. We'll give you a buzz a bit later. Yeah.
Well, it's like 12:30 in the morning here, like it's almost...
Maybe a better idea would be to give you a call tomorrow then. I think it's probably pretty late.
All right. No, I mean, if you can call me right back, I'm fine, but I'd like to wait for an hour or so. I'll probably go to bed. So.
No, I get it. No, completely. Yeah. Okie doke.
So, okay, well, whenever you get a chance, that would be great, and all the best to you with your test tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And great show, and we'll talk again very shortly.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks for joining the show. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Night-night.